By the time Buddy Hughes pulled his pistol, Rainn Caldwell was halfway to Maggie's VW bus. For the second time that week, the town meeting had devolved into a brawl. She wanted to put her hands over her ears and scream to drown out the shouting coming from her new neighbors. She'd thought living in her apartment back in St. Louis was terrible, but the residents of Knob Lick bickered more than her parents had. Rainn hadn't wanted to come to the meeting, but Buddy and James had convinced her that getting to know the community would somehow make her group safer. In the weeks since the battle with the cartel, Buddy, James, and Clive had kept their promise to guard Rainn and her group. They were protecting them from any potential retaliation from the families of the girls who'd been killed by J.J. Durham's crazy husband and the drug cartel that had terrorized the community. Scott had laid low, seemingly the object of their hatred, since they weren't able to take their revenge out on J.J. A 60-something woman dressed in a long purple sweater and flower print leggings stood.
"You're just a power-hungry gun nut, Buddy Hughes. You're not even from here. Why should we elect you as sheriff?"
"Glenda, my family moved here when I was 6 years old. I've lived here for over 50 years. I grew up here, and I never asked you to elect me sheriff. I just said you needed one. Someone needs to step up and volunteer, or things are going to get bad around here. Real bad," Buddy said.
His tone was a lot calmer than Rainn's would have been. He sounded like a sheriff, whether he wanted the job or not.
"Well, I sure ain't voting for you. That's all I got to say."
The woman rose, stepped from the pew, grabbed the hands of two small children, and stomped off toward the back of the church.
"You're protecting those outsiders," a man in his 40s called from the crowd.
Rainn scanned the room. The church was packed. The reverend's wife sat in a chair on the stage, staring at a spot on the floor. Her husband's seat beside her was empty. Reverend Cartwright had succumbed to his gunshot wound. Brandon had attended the funeral. He was the only member of Rainn's group that had been accepted by the locals. Despite his own gunshot wound, received in the same shootout at Jep Cartwright's, he'd been helping care for the reverend and his wife. Why their parishioners hadn't stepped up, Rainn didn't understand. The 40-something man stood and jabbed a finger into the air.
"You're allowing these outsiders to stay here. They brought the cartel and all their destruction down on our town. Are we just supposed to forget about that? Are we supposed to share our food with them now?"
"Rafe, calm down. No one said you had to share anything with anyone. They're doing for themselves. They've not even ventured off their property. I can attest to that," Buddy said.
That wasn't exactly true. Brandon had. Rainn glanced at the reverend's wife. Did they not know he was part of Rainn's group?
"Their property?" a woman yelled. "Their property? That is the ward's property that they're squatting on. For all we know, they killed that old couple and buried them in the backyard."
The murmurs grew louder and louder. Rainn tensed as the volume increased. This was going to end badly. She looked back at the door. She'd counted the steps to the last pew on her way in. 15 steps. Two men lingered on either side of the door. She twisted in her seat to identify them. Friend or foe? That was all she needed to know. Clive and James flanked each side of the exit, hands on their holstered pistols. She blew out a sigh of relief and returned her gaze to the man at the front of the church. Dean Cartwright stood.
"You know that those boys from up in Farmington killed Mr. Ward, Belinda. I spoke to Mrs. Ward the day she left for her sisters. She invited that young couple into her home. She asked them to take her to her sisters in St. Louis, and they did."
"Did you see them drop her at her sister's?"
"No, you didn't.
They probably shoved that old lady out of her car and left her stranded on the road,"
Belinda said.
"This isn't about them or me,"
Buddy yelled as he climbed the stairs to the stage.
"We have people breaking into homes and stealing. Earl and Barb were beaten half to death just 2 days ago. Rob Jensen's cow was stolen. We can't continue with this lawlessness. With the sheriff gone, we need someone to assume his law enforcement duties. It should be someone who has the respect of the town. Obviously, that's not me.